Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Savage Saturdays here on the Drinking Bros podcast. I'm your host, Derek White. Joining me, as always,
It's Owen.
We just wanted to take a second to let you know that today's episode of Savage Saturday is sponsored by GhostBed. GhostBed's been a loyal sponsor of the Drinking Bros podcast for over 4 years. Everybody loves GhostBed. I love GhostBed. I'm the proud owner of 2 GhostBed mattresses and 2 pillows. And right now, if you buy a mattress from GhostBed, you get 2 free pillows. And if you go to GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros, you can save 25%. That's GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros. Grab yourself a mattress, 2 free pillows, get some good sleep. Enjoy the show.
How's that feeling?
My first successful clap in maybe like 3 or so weeks.
He's fucking back.
Yeah. You're looking good. I liked that. That was cute. Owen, before we did our clap to sync, before we started here, Owen wanted to know how he was framed, and he's like, "Is my board?" He's like, "Everybody's got to know. Dude, that's a lot of buttons.
That's a lot of buttons.
A lot of board."
So this is super complicated, very in depth.
Yeah.
It's taken decades to learn how to do what it is that I do. Nobody else could do this.
Right, yeah. Dude, I can't fucking do that. I mean, you're joking about it, but I can't fuck, dude. I can't. You know, I still oh man, I'm starting to figure out my Whoop.
Oh, hey.
And it's just an app,
right?
You know, and actually, it's been fun. I think I talked about it last week.
You talked about what it does, but yeah, it had only been used for like 2 days.
Yeah. So you know, like my Whoop is up and running now.
Mm.
I made a mistake yesterday, actually. So here's, okay. Shout out to Whoop. Good customer service. I ordered this Whoop, for those of you who don't know, it's like a heart rate monitor.
Okay.
And it tracks your daily strain is what they call it. So
right.
It like tracks your workouts and things like that. And then it tells you how much you need to sleep to recover.
Okay.
So it's a, like a recovery tool.
Right.
More than anything, you know.
It does like caloric burn too. So it tells you like.
Yeah, but that can't be. I mean, so like my calories today are 12.58, but I don't trust that. So okay. So here's one thing. Like the Whoop doesn't know I'm an amputee.
Oh,
so
yeah.
what say walking takes you 100% energy,
right?
Because I'm an amputee, it takes me 130 to 150%
energy. Good point.
Everything is like legit harder,
right,
as an amputee, and it doesn't know that. Doesn't, but so I'm not in it for that. I'm just here to kind of like have fun looking around and stuff like that. And here's a funny thing, dude. So my Whoop is up online, and I haven't changed anything. I'm just living my life. And I'm constantly hitting like in the 90% recovery range, which is really good.
That's really good.
Except today. Today's Wednesday. We're recording here on Wednesday.
Yep.
I woke up this morning, 56% recovery, strain to recovery ratio. But here's something fucking awesome, dude. So you can learn shit without technology. What have I done for like the last year and a half on Wednesdays? One workout, very easy. Because I'm always dragging ass on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I used to train hard as fuck throughout the week.
Right.
Two sessions a day, Monday through Friday. And I would just progressively get worse and worse and worse. By Friday, it was just about surviving. It wasn't about doing well. It was about surviving, you know? And I realized, I was like, that can't be good for performance and getting better. If I'm only just getting through my workout,
right?
It's like, I'm just breaking my body down, not building it up, you know?
Where was your rest day then?
No
rest day.
No rest day.
Like 7 days
Sunday,
a week.
Sunday, maybe. Okay. But I've always loved, I love spending my time training.
Right.
You know?
You do.
Yeah, but I'm getting older.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, fucking time. It's a thing. I care. I have to spend more time and energy, mental energy now, thinking about recovery than I do training.
I spend a lot of time about recovery.
Yeah.
I spend most of my time thinking about recovery.
Yeah. It's a real thing. So it's cool. It's cool to see it in numbers, like 56% recovery. It's like, oh, that's cool. All good. Cause I'm only training once today.
Right.
This was my easy workout day. I did back day.
Uh-huh.
I started with back day. Did all my shit. I lift heavy, but that's easy, you know, and that's fun. And then my conditioning workout today was 4x, 50 calorie row, 75 wall balls, 20 pound wall balls, and then a 50 cal row. So that's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I was done by 8 o'clock this morning, you know. So, and then now I'm done for the day. Now it's just about food and water. So it's like, it's cool that I kind of figured that out. Just by listening to my body, by paying attention to how I feel and getting over myself a little bit, you know, or because we as like, especially dudes, hold on, I'm going to take a sip of my.
What's that concoction?
Mm.
There's like powder floating in it.
Talk about that after. I'm going to lose track here. So I'm going to, it's difficult, I think, especially for dudes. Dudes just want to go hard all the time. And especially coming out of the army, like mm-hmm. being brainwashed in the army, it's like 100% all the time. But you know, I think you can do that in your 20s quite a lot, but
it's more sustainable in your 20s.
Yeah, but you know, you just can't do that. And it's not the best.
It's not good for your 40s to do that in your 20s.
I mean, you can still go hard as a motherfucker. It's just like sometimes the best thing you can do is take a step back and let your body catch up. But it's a super hard thing for dudes to learn,
right?
You know? Yeah. And it's funny. People will ask me, or like people get a little thrown off when they have a day where they don't work out and they feel like they're accomplishing nothing. But, Your rest days from the gym are your brain training days. That's when you train patients. That's when you read a book. That's when you make some plans, things like that.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, it's kind of funny, but yeah. So my Whoop, track him asleep. And look at this graph here. Like where is it? It's like my sleep time in bed. Look at that consistency.
Nice.
And we've talked about it on the podcast before, like especially like managing depression and mental mm-hmm. health and things like that, how important sleep is. I'm going to call this like sleep discipline.
Looks like you were kind of lazy on one day and spent.
Hey, what? Saturday night. That was a Sunday.
Sunday.
You know, and we didn't have my mom watched the boys and Stacy and I went out to Red Rock Hotel and Casino.
Right.
And
you slept a whole lot.
Had a few drinks. Yeah. But, so it's rare for me to, I can't stay in bed for 7 hours.
No, I can't either.
But like once a month, I can sleep 10 hours, you know.
I miss being able to do that.
Yeah. But, I set an alarm for 6 o'clock every morning. But it's rare that I stay in bed that long. I'm usually up at 5, but I really like how...
Except for that one day.
But yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I go to the bed at the... Do you go to the bed at the same time every night? Do you have a routine? Yeah.
Usually, I put the kids down, and then I stay up, and I'll watch like a Vikings episode, maybe two, and then I go to bed right after that.
Yeah. I remember back in the day when I was... always all stressed out and just mentally unstable and things like that. I wasn't going to bed.
Yeah.
You're staying up, yep. You know, and
that'll do it.
And so here's the thing. I've trained myself to go to sleep and it's like at 8 o'clock. Now I'm gearing up towards being able to fall asleep. I have to do things to let myself calm down. I take it seriously. Mm-hmm. It's not like a passive thing, you know, because I could just as easily be that person that's up 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, still getting up at 6 and just feeling run down and stressed out and fucking awful. So it's funny when I, you know, talk to people about sleep and people love pushing back on everything. I'm a night owl. Everybody's a fucking night owl, okay? Every motherfucker's a fucking night owl. It's called sleep discipline. Go your ass to bed. The best thing you can do is go to sleep.
Fucking sleep.
Go to sleep. At least 6 hours. It's not that. But Derek, I'm a night owl. I'm not a morning person. I like getting up early. I think everybody should get up early. I hate people who fucking sleep till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, like here's my late sleeping, 9 o'clock in the morning. That's as long as I can go.
That's your fuck the world. I'm staying in bed, 9 o'clock.
And that happens, what, once a month, once every 2 months or something like that after a night of drinking, you know? I've always hated people that sleep till like 11.
I used to sleep till 11.
I mean, like the weekends. Dude, I had a friend in the Army. His name was Chris Walsh. We were really good friends. And he would run with me and he was cool. But on the weekends, I would literally get mad at him and like talk shit in a not joking way because it fucking made me angry that he would stay in bed that long. I was offended, dude. I was offended. I was pissed off. I was legit, dude. I was
your
like,
sleep habits hurt my feelings.
Yeah. And like now I wouldn't like shit on someone or I probably would.
You would.
Yeah. But it makes me, I have an honest emotional reaction to people who stay in bed until 10 or 11
That's
o'clock.
Funny. I like how personally vested you are.
Fucking hate it, dude. It makes me angry.
Why do you sleep so much? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Tired.
That was one of the hard things. The harder things with the boys last year and stuff is like sometimes you have to just, I like to get up and go.
Right. Kids ruin that.
You know, yeah, I couldn't get up and go until 7, so I was like kind of forcing myself to stay asleep until 6, and I like to get up about 5, somewhere between 4:45 and 5.
So you'd stay in bed to be quiet so they would not wake up?
Yeah, dude. Yep. It's fucking yeah. But now, you know, like Stacy lets me take off now. She handles it until the childcare shows up. And so it's funny, like these days, the last few weeks I've been able to get up, or maybe like a month now, I get up and I take off, but I park my car in the street because our driveway is by the boys' room.
Yep.
And I fucking, no shit, walk around my house with a red headlamp. I don't turn on any lights. I have my, I have my bag packed in the morning.
Yeah,
and it's just, and I kind of laugh at myself. I'm like, I'm in my own fucking house.
It's mine.
And this is what I'm. I'll be like, why isn't everybody else up? Let's go fucking. The day has started, family.
Yeah,
you know. But
I feel like people start out like that when they have kids, and then they quickly like, okay, that wasn't a good plan. We'll let these guys sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Our boys sleep till 7 or so now, which is nice. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, sleep discipline. We've talked about the importance of sleep here. On the show a few times. And so it's just fun to see. I'm not changing anything on this group.
No, it's got a lot of screens.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying,
there's like a lot of data there. I don't even know what that means.
Right, I know. It takes some fucking learning. Yeah, but it's cool.
What are the colors on the graphs?
I mean, green must be good.
I would think.
We got red is pretty low. That's got to be bad. That's my recovery is returned to baseline. Your body has returned to its normal level of recovery and its average capacity for strain. So that's the thing. It's like only... I've been wearing the Whoop now for like 10 days, but only the last 2 days have I actually been training again. So I was like recovering 90%+, but I knew, I was like, I'm not even going yet.
These aren't real numbers.
I'm not even going yet. Yeah. So that's funny. Yeah, I like it. And so they have good customer service. I ordered some new bands.
Yeah.
You know, for wristbands, and then they have like a bicep band.
So you wear that while you sleep.
Yeah.
How long does the battery last on it?
5 days.
Oh, sweet.
And then to charge it, you just put a thing on top of it here. It's a little bulky.
Yeah, yeah.
But it charges pretty quick, and then it lasts about 5 days. So actually, I just put my Whoop and my leg on the same charging schedule because my leg lasts 5 days.
Oh, right on.
So it's like, you know.
Charge my leg
just
and my watch.
Just to be safe, I charge them Sundays and Wednesdays. Yeah. Today's a charging day.
Today. Yeah. It's also trash day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I ordered these new bands. I typed my fucking address in wrong, and I mistyped the last number on my zip code.
Did it make it here or no?
Well, I don't know. So I shot them an email, and I said, "Hey, I screwed up. Is there any chance we can catch this in time?" They didn't respond to the email. I got a
coincidentally, we get this email all the time for DerekWida.com.
Really?
Like, hey, I fucked up my address. You'd be surprised how many emails me and your sister answer.
Really?
I fucked up my address.
Yeah. See, I don't do it often, but
it happens
all the time. Yeah, I suppose when we like high volume, if there's one in a one in every 500, you're gonna get quite a few. So they didn't see it in time. They shipped the package, but I hit them up on Instagram, and they responded to me there, and they're gonna send me. They're gonna reship what I ordered and not charge me extra. So it's possible that I'll get double the stuff.
What?
For the price of one. Because I don't know if that package is going to, the post office could maybe catch that problem.
You're of course going to send the free one, the extra one back.
No.
Because you're going to feel so guilty for. No,
I offered to pay.
Yeah?
I offered to pay. And then, but they're like, no, all good. I was like, cool, you know. So that's good customer service. That's how we do stuff.
It is.
That's how we do stuff. Yep. If like you buy a shirt from us and you get the wrong, if you buy a shirt off DerekWida.com and you get the wrong size, we don't need it back.
Nope.
We'll just send you a new one.
Right.
And you can give the other wrong size to a friend or family member. We don't care. We don't
make a headband out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jerk off onto it and post it on
whatever.
The internet.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want. We just don't want it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, what I'm drinking here is I just like this shit.
What is it? It's like electrolytes?
It's called Discipline. It's from Jocko. No. I'm just drinking Jocko juice here, man. You know?
This is fucking juice.
It's the Jocko juice. It's Discipline. It's like pre-workout without caffeine.
Okay.
So it's one of those like mental cognitive drinks, you know, it like just really gets you in the zone.
What does that mean?
What's that?
Because everyone talks about it gives you just like clarity and whatever. What is that like? What does it mean?
It's like, dude, it's like pre-workout for your brain, but you know, caffeine will hype up your heart rate and stuff like that. And
that's
maybe like a little bit hard to focus.
Yep.
This, and products like this, it like heightens your ability to think. Or your desire to spend time thinking or doing stuff, but it doesn't increase your heart rate. Doesn't give you jitters or something like that. Like it's just
stim
I like
free.
It. Yeah.
No stimulants.
No stims in this one. I fucking just hit him up. There's one of the guys that works with Jocko, and they were in the military together. JP Dinell.
Okay.
This is Jocko Discipline, but there's also Discipline Go.
Okay.
And that has some caffeine in it, but it's like 125 milligrams, like.
Which is what, like a cup of coffee?
Something like that.
Two cups of coffee?
Yeah, just enough or something like that. And so, but they have them in ready to drink cans,
okay.
You know, so it's like an energy, mental focus type drink thing.
Yep.
And JP came out with a signature flavor, and it's sour apple. And I don't even know if I'm a sour apple guy, dude. But I like JP so much, and I listened to his recent podcast with Jocko. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to fucking support this motherfucker. So I bought some Discipline Go sour apple, and I sent him a video on it, and I sent JP a video, and I was like, you're such a fucking bitch, dude. I was like, I don't even know if I like sour apple. I'm not really a sour apple guy, but I fucking like you so much that I just want to drink this shit.
I was
like, you influenced the fuck out of me, you know? So yeah, I like, you know, I don't cheat on first form much, and the only, it's just a couple of these Origin Labs products that and I seem to enjoy.
Specifically sour apple.
Right. Well, this one isn't, I don't have the sour apple. It's called the Sour Apple Sniper, JP's flavor. This is just the, you know, to add, First Form has, they have a product called Master Brain AM and PM. So okay. It's a couple, like there's Master Brain AM and it's like, it's a cognitive enhancer, I guess you'd call it the word, but it does have a little caffeine in it, the AM one. And then the PM one is good for sleep stuff and cognitive function and things like that. But that's a good product. Those are pills. I just like drinking things.
Yep.
I take my vitamins, but like I take the First Form Microfactor. But outside of that, I just try to drink stuff, you know?
Helps you get more water in your body.
Yeah. And I just, you know, so I just, you know, but dude, I like this shit. This is what I drank before my competition. Just like get you in the fucking zone.
Didn't you say on like the last year's one, like you did drink stuff that had stimulants in it and mm-hmm. it was too much?
Yeah. So I had, so like 90 minutes before I had Project One and that has stimulants, but like leading up to the event, I just fucking two scoops of Jocko, Origin Labs Discipline.
This time.
Get me in the zone.
You did that.
Yeah.
What'd you do last time?
Well, the first time I did, the first time I did Rush Club, I did like motherfucking like 600 milligrams of caffeine. I took a bunch of pump stuff because I wanted to look good when I was out there.
Yeah.
I was more concerned. So like the first time I did the one-on-one competition, it was called Rush Club. I was more concerned with how I looked than how I performed. I really was. I was just like super, and that's just like an insecurity
thing, man.
It's
like a bikini competitor.
Well, dude, it's like I've always like, you know, I have that ugly duckling syndrome, you know? So it's always about, always was about image for me and stuff like that. Now, like this time, my haircut was on point, my beard and
fresh.
Just like shaved chest and belly and all that stuff, you know. And guess what? I fucking lost.
But you know what? Great,
right? But so this time, didn't give a fuck. Everything I wore was practical,
right?
You know, everything I wore was functional. I shaved my head basically and cut my beard off just because I didn't want anything messing.
Right.
Didn't want to get hot. You know, I just was like, I don't give a fuck what I look like. Cause you know what looks good?
Winning.
Looks you know what looks really fucking good?
Looks fucking great on you. Winning. This trophy around my waist looks amazing.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that this morning cause, I guess we're just going to like rant about different shit to mind.
But I got a couple questions lined up later.
Okay, we'll get to
some. We need a slapper at some point.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was thinking about that today. Like, so I go to LVAC and it's like a Globo gym.
Yep.
And I look. Yeah, dude. And there's like, so there's, I just look at the people sometimes. Uh-huh. It's
The
guys and girls in the 20 to 25 age range, you know? And I'm just like, what the fuck are you wearing? What the fuck are you fucking wearing? Dude, what the fuck? I want to know who is like the queen fit chick out there that is influencing all these girls on what they fucking wear and what they do in the gym.
I think there's a council of them.
Meetings. Like, dude, these Gymshark clothes on the females have got to fucking stop. It's got to fucking stop. It's like...
Whoa, 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 whoa. What don't you like about Gymsharks?
Dude, I fucking hate it. I honestly fucking hate it. Guys who wear Gymshark, fuck. They got pussies.
Like, I didn't know there was guy Gymshark stuff.
No, there's not.
Okay.
It's all Gymshark only makes women's clothes.
Okay.
Okay, but some dudes choose to wear... Oh. Maybe they didn't do laundry day, so they just pick up their girlfriend's t-shirt and take it to the gym, you know? But
hey, this looks great.
But yeah, so they have like the leggings, and it makes me fucking angry, dude, because like I look at some of these like these girls in the leggings and then the right shirts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. These fucking pants do so much fucking work for it's just like that is it's a lie. It's a fucking lie. Like
it's a beautiful
lie. You're not shaped like no, it's not. It's a because you know what's great? Effort and like trying hard and doing good. You know what's awesome is like actually having that figure because you know what that figure takes? Hard work.
Right.
But these girls, they buy like the fucking the you know those pants got away like 20 pounds because of the amount of support.
Are they like Spanx?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. But anyway, like they just come in there with their Gymshark and they're fucking. It's either Vans or Converse, you know. And then they grab their 5 pound fucking dumbbells and they do 60 variations of a lunge in the same position. I know shit. I saw a fucking girl yesterday. You know how you got like boxes?
Yes.
Like, so she was standing. There was an 18 inch box next to her on her right side. So she's facing forward. To her right is an 18 inch box. She put her fucking right leg up on the box and squatted a little bit with her left leg. And I was just like, who is putting this out there?
It's like the council.
What the fuck? Yeah, the council.
The council is doing
council. I swear to fuck, dude. This isn't taken on Instagram. If you're listening to this, please don't take it. I've for like 5 years, I wanted to make an account where it's just like the whole thing is I'm in character and it's at typicalchick_fit. You know, Stacey doesn't like, but I'm just like, who is misleading? Who is steering? Who's telling all these? So you know, I was this girl today, there's so many of them. They're like 96 pounds. And they're wearing all their Gymshark, and they're doing their la-di-da. They're fucking like practicing curtsying for the queen.
How early do you think they're waking up? I just want to throw some gas on this fire. Do you think those girls are sleeping in late too?
They're there at 6 a.m.
So, they might be waking up.
But here's the thing, man. It's like there's such minimal effort in the gym. I think about like, man, they must eat like 1,000 calories a day to stay that size. Like, what a fucking miserable existence. It's like you can eat more. And if you work more, because like, you know what I never see them do? Like lift heavy weights. That's what builds the muscle. That's what, I mean, there's a few there for sure,
right.
You know, but it's just like, I was, you know, you got your bell curve, you know, and on the left side, you got the people who don't even try. And then you got all the people in the middle. And then over here on the right are the people who know it, like lift and know what they're doing. And
yeah, your experiment though, your observations coming from the Petri dish of LVAC.
But this is
because
but look on the internet. I look at like fit chick shit on the internet and I'm like, what the fuck? And
I look at fit chick shit.
But these girls, but they're out there crushing it. It's a huge fucking misleading women is like a $4 billion a year industry.
It is. You know? It is. Gymshark's a $1 billion company. They're making tons of money.
Yeah.
Selling those beautiful pants.
No, fuck those pants. I hate it, dude. I hate it because there's cool brands out there. It's just all these. It's just the Yahoos.
Here's why I like
it's
them.
It's the new age Yahoos.
Here's why I like them.
Like them because you're not in this fucking
it's
community.
True. Absolutely.
You
know, these are
the turds of our community.
I come from a generation because I'm 42, where the girls in I'd say when I was in my 20s, they wore stuff like cross colors and baggy ass dude pants. And if I had to choose between women walking around dressed like they were back in the 90s versus today, I take the Gymshark pants all the time.
I hate suits. So to be fair, I hate suits. I like
JNCO jeans. Do you remember JNCO jeans?
Dude, I had JNCOs and Airwalks and Alienware t-shirts.
All the girls wore that shit.
Yeah. I was sexually active in the late 90s, you know, like I've been there. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But no, it bothers me because it's a lie. It's the whole fucking get up is a fucking lie. And you know, because they make you look curvy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got fake boobs, fake eyelashes, fucking fake lips, fucking it's just a lot. And so here, then like, and I've been, you know, people have gotten mad at me for like, I hate suits. I hate when I'm forced to wear a suit for a function.
You hate because, wearing suits.
No, dude, but here, like, no, it's more. And people are like, oh, Derek's just an annoying cunt. And like, yeah, that's true, but hear me out.
Let me explain my cuntiness.
When I'm forced to wear a suit, I'll be in a room of people in suits. Uh-huh. And there's a bunch of fucking fat people in a suit. How is this, you know, like people who don't care, people who don't try hard, people who don't work hard on their, it's just putting a.
But suits, you know, and fitness aren't, you can't compare suits and fitness.
Fitness is just existence. Fitness is, I mean, you know, I compete. It's my thing. But if I didn't, I would always want to be healthy and fit. It shows a level of discipline. It shows a level of self-respect, self-control. These are things that look good. These are things that deserve respect. What you wear is fucking what you wear, you know, like mm-hmm. this is, I get angry with the lie. So if I'm being too harsh to women in Gymshark, this is like, it's fair. I hate when I have to wear suits too, because it doesn't mean anything. It's a lie. I fucking hate lies.
Derek.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, and I don't know. Gymshark just popped up. Stacy really likes all the, First Form has some really cool female fitness clothes and stuff. And I like some of their color schemes. They got like some black and gold shit that I really fucking like. Speaking about, actually, I wanted to talk about one thing.
Are you sweating?
You're getting angry.
You're getting angry over there.
Well, it's also hot in here. Stacy's got the thermostat set to 72.
What the fuck? Why? It's 105 degrees outside.
She doesn't understand compromise, you know? Man. 74 is too hot for her. So her comfort is 72, but my comfort is 66. If I was living alone, I would be 66 degrees. So what's in the middle of that?
I don't know.
69.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go.
It's a difference of six. So half of six is three.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. 69. But you know, if I turn it to 70, it's like 2 seconds after I walk away, Stacey will be like, why is it so cold in here? Like, you can't even feel the fucking change yet.
Well, you yell and say, who touched the thermostat, right? Like, that's your right as a dad to yell at anyone who touches the thermostat. That's your shit, dude. You own the fucking thermostat now.
Dude, no, because
you got boys.
She gets, nope. Because,
I'm not going to tell you how to run your house.
Dude,
but,
it's fucking hot as shit in here. Yeah, it's fucking. And so, actually, the Golden Knights lost. I don't know if
I don't
you care about hockey. Nope. Yeah,
actually,
we do.
I like
so
hockey, but.
The Knights were doing pretty poorly against the Dallas Stars, and it was game five. Knights were down in the series 3-1. Stacy told me I needed to wear my jersey for good luck. I was like, you're fucking out of your mind. It is 72 degrees in this house. I am not putting on a fucking jersey.
I mean,
like,
do you want your team to lose? Right, yeah, fuck, wow. Come on, Derek.
I know. It does make me. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe
so they still lost? Did you put it on?
No, I wore a t-shirt and they still lost.
And they lost.
Yeah,
because you didn't put the jersey on, obviously.
So now today's one of those weird days that, like, there's no hockey or no football on TV. So I'm just like, fuck, what am I going to do? Like, spend time with my family?
Jesus.
Yeah. Just kidding. I've been meaning to talk about this, like, on the internet, but I just don't know. I don't talk about supplements and products.
You've mentioned this one once.
Yeah, but okay, so on the show here, did I talk about...
I think on one of the very early episodes, you did talk about this.
Really?
But you didn't know enough about it.
Yeah, okay, so what I'm holding in my hand right here, for those of you who can't see, is collagen. First Forms collagen. Now, this is, you know, I've been taking this for about 2 months now. Okay, and on the label it says, well, here's the backstory.
Okay.
I've been taking supplements for 17 years, yep. You know, and I've watched things come and go.
The trends.
Every year there's a thing, you know. Everybody was fucking drinking apple cider vinegar for a while. Everybody was doing just, you know, or like raspberry ketones for a while. It's just all this dumb shit. It's this fucking, this dumb new stuff. And like within the last year and a half, collagen has just like flooded the shelves at like grocery stores and like we shop at Sprouts here and it's just like collagen, 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 collagen. I'm like, what the fuck is collagen? I don't know what the fuck collagen is. And it annoyed me because it seemed like the only people taking collagen and they were marketing after females because motherfucking women these days are just terrified of looking their age.
Right.
It's like the worst thing that could ever happen in their life is that they look their age.
It's the best thing. Actually, yeah,
right, dude. I am team just fucking.
I'm team B40.
Yeah, I'm team just like stop. Yes, and like too much. I'm not a too much makeup guy. I'm not a fake. Things
you're anti Gymshark.
You
don't like, go just, with the like,
give me a real person. Give me a plain Jane
who wakes up early.
You know? Right? Yeah. Who gets the fuck out of bed?
Who
you
doesn't
know?
Sleep until
Stacey's
10,
on that whatever. Like border range. Ooh. Like she'll like 6:37 is like and then like, she oh she just came in
just made at the, it. Don't at the fuck cutoff. With the thermostat yeah, next.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was just like collagen. It seemed like the only people who were buying it was like women who wanted to look fucking 12 years old for the rest of their life because it's like healthier skin. So it says right here, healthier skin, hair, and nails, enhanced youthfulness. Here's the thing. I don't want to look young.
It says that on there?
Yeah, enhanced youthfulness. But it is. But so so I thought it was fucking dumb, and I was annoyed, and the reason people were taking it annoyed me the most. Is like just to look young
the
forever.
Lie.
It's like let's grow old. Like, cause you know what? You know, like who I don't understand why people want to look like they're 20 years old. Cause you know how fucking dumb we were.
Oh, so
when we were
stupid,
20,
dude.
We were pathetic.
So stupid.
You know what's cool? Like, you know, experience. You know, it's you know, you got some miles. When you get some miles, you get some experience. And then if you carry yourself well, people will be like, that motherfucker's got some fucking experience. I'm not going to fuck with that person.
I want to listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Men and women both. So anyways, but First Form came out with collagen. I was like, you got to be fucking shitting me. And I read what they talked about, and I was surprised. Because it said that it'll help your bones, joints, and tendons.
And oh, tendons make sense.
My Achilles heel over the years has been tendonitis, like bicep tendonitis. I don't know, dude. In like 2014, I was training and I did American Ninja Warrior. And so I was doing American. I know, I forget that, you know. Like,
you did that.
Yeah, I did it in Ranger panties and a PT belt.
Didn't you say you did it like right before the cameras turned on too? So they didn't, it's not like recorded.
No, they recorded. They just didn't put me on TV.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't make the TV cut.
Why you would not put a one-legged dude doing American Ninja Warrior on the fucking TV is beyond me.
I fell on the second obstacle.
Still.
But they play people who fall on the second obstacle. I think, you know, like they're what, like NBC or something like that?
Yeah.
People, they're careful. They also didn't show Dana Lynn Bailey.
I didn't know she was on it.
Yeah, so she did it that same year, I think, and they didn't put her on TV, which that surprises me more than me. Like, I could see why they would kind of look into me a little bit, because it's like, so a good-hearted person watches American Ninja Warrior, and then American Ninja Warrior sends them to my Facebook page, and I'm out there saying, like, you know, I was like, keep those pussy lips tight.
Yeah,
and somebody's grandma, I was like, what? You know, like, she's never heard the words pussy lips before, you know? So, like, I can see why they wouldn't want to send their traffic my way, because they're trying to maintain their image, you know?
He actually had babies with a pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, shit, fuck, yeah. And I was doing some shit back then, but also back then, that year was like 2014, 2015.
Okay.
And I was tired of it, man, or I was tired of the interview process. So it all goes the fucking same, you know? So like they came, so we thought we were making TV for sure, because they don't do this for everybody, but they sent a camera crew.
Oh yeah.
To come.
For the backstory pieces. Yeah,
yeah, all the B-roll and stuff. And then I had to show up early to do content there and stuff like that. But man, those like news media and TV shows, they only want the fucking sob, sappy, feel bad for me shit.
So,
and so it sucks.
That.
And you have to be careful, because you can do a 60-minute interview and 58 seconds or 58 minutes will be super positive, laughing and joking. And they only show the 2 minutes of where you're talking about your toughest time.
Right.
And it's just, and it's like the sad, sappy music and yep. blah, blah, blah. I fucking hated it, dude. I had done enough news interviews and things like that at that point where I caught on and I was like, I'm tired of this shit. Like yeah. I'm not this sad, sappy yep. fucking person.
Right.
And so I was having a little bit of fun with that interview and they did not appreciate it.
They failed yeah. to see the
and I was,
humor.
And then I was just like, man, fuck you guys. Like, because this is, you know, all they want to do is paint that sad picture.
2014. Yeah. Did you have face tats then?
No.
No, okay.
No. And, you know, like, but that's what gets the, you know, I don't even know who enjoys watching that. Because I can see them do it. Like, you know, if we're in a hotel in American Ninja Warrior, we don't watch TV like that too right. much. And I catch it sometimes. And it's always... But like Chopped. So I like Chopped. I haven't watched, you know, the cooking show.
Oh.
So they'll do backstories it. and it's like boohoo, wah wah, crybaby yeah. shit. And that must be good for their ratings. There's a reason they do that.
It. Yeah. All of them do it.
And it's like, who the fuck is enjoying this? Who
right.
do people just, I don't understand it. I hated it. And so, anyways, I didn't make TV. But anyway, so I was training for that. And that's when I first started getting bicep tendonitis so bad. And I didn't know what it was. Like, I would finish training. Mm-hmm. You know, I would, like, swinging around on things and stuff like that. And I would sit in my car for, like, 30 minutes because I couldn't drive home. I was in such pain. So fucking bad, dude. And I wasn't overweight. Oh, what?
We're doing a sob story.
but like, dude, tendonitis, like, yeah, but
and there I was,
yeah,
in the fetal position in the car.
I was, dude, I didn't miss a motherfucking day. All right. I showed up every fucking day. Like yep. sometimes for that training, actually, like I would fucking, it was at Lifetime Fitness in White Bear Lake. So I would show up early, get a 30-minute massage downstairs and then go do my training.
Nice.
But like, so, you know, it is what it is. But so ever since then, it's like bicep tendonitis yep. has been an issue.
Yep.
And I don't change my diet. I have a fairly good diet and things
that's
like
rigid.
That. Anyways, I read collagen is good for your soft tissue health, like tendons, joints, bones. I mean, bones isn't exactly soft tissue, but it helps with soft tissue things. It helps with. Are you looking it up?
I'm trying to see where collagen naturally occurs.
So, dude, they take it from like fucking parts of animals. It's like right. chicken, cows. There's actually the FDA won't let them take it from some pieces of animals. I was reading about it last night on medical journals. You're getting ahead of me here, Owen.
Oh, sorry.
So
just my curiosity.
So I was just when I read it's good for your tendon health. That got me curious. And so I asked my friend at First Form, who I trust, and he'll just give me a no shit.
This is a scientist?
Well, it's Brian Teach.
Yep.
You know, he's, yeah.
Basically a scientist.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, man, I've only hated collagen and collagen users for the last year and a half, but is it true that it helps with like tendons and joints? And he's like, yes. And I was like, give me a no shit. Is this something I should add to my regimen? And he said yes. He's like think about it like this. What branched chain amino acids do for your muscles,
right,
collagen does for soft tissues. And so it's like it's the building blocks of soft tissue
yeah.
thing. So
yeah, yeah.
And he said the one thing is collagen doesn't work if you're getting an inadequate amount of protein. I don't know fucking why, and I didn't bother looking into it.
Okay.
He just said make sure you're getting enough protein because it's something you add on top.
Like they work together.
Well, it's like you got to get your basics first.
Right.
And then you can start doing better things.
Interesting.
You know, it's like you advance to that level. Yep. So, you know, so actually like women pumping collagen, women are really, really bad. I mean, like large, not all, but most.
Right. Or we're speaking
many,
in general
many,
terms.
Very bad at getting enough protein in. And so if that's true, if they're pumping collagen, hoping to look 14 years old again, and they're
working.
Not getting enough protein, you know, but actually, so, you know, so it's,
is it good for,
funny, one scoop of collagen, this is like, so I take this to help with my tendons
yep.
and things like that. And honestly, I trained hard as fuck for that competition and I didn't have arm issues. And that's what gives me arm issues is like rope climbs, pull-ups, muscle-ups, things
muscle
like
ups,
that.
Yeah.
But that's all I was doing for that training cycle. And I stayed healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, there was other things I was doing too, like Theragun, Baz,
yep.
Tiger Balm. But
oh, yeah. There's
you know,
lots of variables in there.
Yeah. But I added this to my regimen. Dude, one scoop of the, and also, what's funny, it's a good source of protein.
Is it?
Oddly, 15 grams.
Oh, wow.
In one scoop, and it's not a big scoop. It's like a quarter of your typical protein scoop size.
Does it do anything for like cartilage? Do you know?
I don't know about that specifically.
I'm not trying to throw questions out.
No, it's okay. So actually, so usually the when I ask Brian Teach about supplements,
yeah,
like, I just trust him.
Yep.
And that's good enough. But so actually I was reading about collagen last night on like medical review journals and things like right. that. Like, is it real? Is it bullshit?
Right.
And it's like the verdict is still out, but it's like it seems to be actually have these benefits. And it's like, so if you want collagen, like healthier skin, things like that, blah, blah, blah. But there's, I don't care about that shit.
Right.
But there's like, actual benefits like recovery, tendon health, things like that. And it's a good source of protein. And that's what I take collagen for. And I know like it's a, people commonly ask me, about, I mean, dudes in their 40s, they're like, bro, my fucking tendonitis is killing me. It's like, I mean, my tendonitis over the years has been, it's held me back more than my leg. Like, no shit. Like, tendonitis fucking sucks, dude. Yeah. And so I try to stay, you have to stay on top of it because if you get behind, you're fucked. So anyways, I just, like, this is a big one, collagen. Yeah, and I guess we can read about cartilage. I don't take things for cartilage because there's like what is it like glucosamine?
Yeah,
joint. Yep. I don't do joint support formulas because maybe if you're like in my head it works out like say your joints on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. If you're at a 3, maybe a joint support formula can help you a little bit or something like that. But I think I'm at a 10 when you like in my knee like. When you get shot and I rely on my one leg so much, I don't think a fucking joint mobility over the counter or something is going to really do a lot of fucking.
I don't think it's so much as it's going to repair something so much as it's a prophylactic for further damage of like, cause you're now putting twice the amount of work on,
yeah,
on that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you do everything on one leg.
Yeah.
So it,
I know, but I've never been into it. I've had first form has joint mobility, but it's just like it's not something I care about. I don't think, you know, like or like it's like, dude, as you like, I don't want to. So this is my take on it.
Okay,
I don't want to erase pain. I don't want to.
Right.
I want to learn to live with pain. As right. you get older, you're going to have bad joints. Things no matter happen. What the yep. fuck you take. And right. you can, you know, like some people who use PEDs, there's things they take where they like inject it in their joints and they're like, oh, this is what they use on racehorses. Fuck. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
In their joints?
Yeah, dude. It's like, yeah. So it's like there's drugs that'll like really repair your shit, just like steroids, you know. But it's like I've always wanted, instead of trying to avoid pain and discomfort, I've always kind of like welcomed the pain and discomfort. Like I don't want some things taken away from me because that keeps me tough.
Yeah.
You know,
it's also so that's, good. It's what you're reading to like, you read pain sometimes to determine
yeah.
how well you did or if you're right. overtraining something or
yeah.
Like pain
or for, you know, useful. So like the tendonitis, that's like a legit debilitating thing.
Yep.
So I need to stay on top of that. But like a little aches and pains when you wake up in the morning, like shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up, you know? And actually,
let's talk again when you're 40s.
All right. I mean, dude, like there's other things I do.
Yep.
I've trained around it, dude. Like, okay, you want to talk joint problems? I got shot in the fucking knee.
Yeah.
And I lived with that leg for 4 years. All right.
Yeah.
I've, you know, so,
yeah, that one.
There's
fucking
things, and I was just chatting with a guy at the gym the other day because he like, and it was weird. He like asked me quietly. He's like, "Hey, what do you do for pain?" And I was like, "What? Why is this a fucking hush conversation? Right. Like, what the fuck? Like,
are you about to ask me like, for drugs
like,
or something?"
I was, and I was thinking about, I was like, "What do I do for pain?" And I was like, "That's a." I was like, "I mean, the one thing I do for pain that is when I'm like 4 weeks out from a competition,
yeah,
I'll try to reduce, like my training's really hard and I'll try to reduce. So I take Advil.
Okay.
But outside of that, I don't take Advil or I don't take any, I don't do anything, you know, I just like fucking grumble and suck it up.
That's what I do.
You know, but he was asking because he's like, oh, my knee hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, how are you training the muscles around that? He's like, oh, I don't. I'm like, ah, see, that's the fucking mistake, man. Right. It's like, you know, like if you want to take joint mobility, cool. But if you're not doing, that'd be like taking collagen without getting enough protein. If you're not strengthening the muscles around joints. And so I told him it was kind of a long conversation and I actually talked him into switching up his training regiment, doing different kind of training. It's like, dude, if you got like knee problems and no quad, atrophied quad and atrophied calf. Like you're all that shit is on the joint. Like, guess what muscles do? Support your fucking joints. You want joint support? Build some fucking muscle.
Yep.
You know, it's like, and that's what, so even when my leg couldn't bend, I would do everything I could to strengthen the muscles around that knee.
Yeah.
Just because to get what I could out of them. So all the banging, like literally, you know how you have a gap in your knee?
Oh yeah.
I didn't have a gap. It was just, dude, it was so fucking painful. Oh, yeah, it was disgusting.
How long did it bent? How much?
30 and 10. So I had 30 degree flexion and 10 degree extension.
Like nothing.
So that's, yeah. So it's, yeah.
It's basically a fused leg.
It was basically, yeah. And it was, it wasn't fused, but it's just like the scar tissue.
Right, right.
My body. I'm like Wolverine, man. Just fucking healed too fast.
Just,
yeah.
Slow down. Slow down.
So anyways, yeah, that's like, I've just been, kind of anti that stuff. And, but think about like, I take my multivitamins, I drink my greens, my reds, I drink water, I exercise, I eat a good, healthy diet.
Yeah. Totally.
That's what I do.
That's all the stuff that's how you manage pain. I wonder what he was asking for.
Because his knee hurt.
Like, do you take meds or is it pain?
Obviously he's like, this guy's got to have pain. What are you doing that I'm not doing?
Right.
I'm like, well,
eating healthy,
sucking it up, you know,
waking up before nine.
Living a healthy life. You're like, yeah, like a little bit. Oh, your back hurts.
Not wearing Gymshark.
If you come to me and you complain that your back hurts, but you're 50 pounds overweight, I'd be like, well, you know.
Start there.
This isn't a fucking mystery. This not a mystery. You know,
like, you're supporting a little bit of extra.
Yeah, man. It's. I'm at the point. People I see for like a year at the gym every day for a year, they'll just randomly come up and try to ask me a question. I got one today. I've seen him. I've seen him around for like the last year and a half. And he knows who I am and things like that. And there's another hush question. And he comes up to me and he's like, hey man, like, can you give me a diet so that I can have abs again? And I was just like, and I told him straight, I was like, man, I don't give people I don't give people diets. Cause I follow my own diet. You know, I was like, and I just looked at him. I was like, you know what? You tell me, what can you do better? What can you do better?
You flipped
and
it
his
on him.
Face was like, I was like, you know the fucking answers, motherfucker. Like, what can you do better? And then, like, you can just see it in their eyes. They're like replaying the cookie they had last night. They're replaying the Taco Bell they had 2 days ago. They're replaying
the McGriddle
go through it. They're like, you catch them. It was like, you know what? What can you do better? Because, like, I don't need to, you know. There are things I can say to help and do, and that's what I try to do in my food philosophy.
Right.
But, like, I don't – and this was a grown-ass man. And, like, it's like, in other words, a grown-ass man came up to me and asked me to tell him what to eat every day and when. That's what I do to my kids. You know? I tell my kids what to eat and when.
I'm making bad choices, Derek. Mm-hmm. I need you to tell me what to eat.
I need you to stop making bad choices. It's not fucking rocket science. We're just trying not to be fat.
That's the most oracle answer you could have given him, where you're just like,
yeah.
What could you do better?
Yeah, I was like, you tell me. What can you do better? Like, yeah. And it pretty much stopped the conversation.
Spot on. That guy walked away saying,
but people can take that one of two ways. they'll be like, fuck that. Like, that was no help at all.
Right.
Or it can be like, that was the only thing I needed to hear.
It's a coin toss. I'm either going to help you or piss you off.
I put my headphones back in and got on with my day, man. You know, it's like, you want to come to the water? Let's go. But I'm not going to make you drink, you know? So
you might not like how it tastes.
Man, we talked about like 10 different things here, but it's just
kind of
like,
ranted for an hour.
Just shooting the shit. Yeah, we can do what we want.
That's right. It's our show.
But I wanted to talk about the call. Like, I don't talk about products much, and I need to get over that. It's just like the way the internet is. It's like, I don't know.
Well, one thing I do but like is that you used it for 2 months before you started talking.
Yeah,
about it.
Mm-hmm. And I can't honestly say like, this isn't something where you like feel a difference, but it like maybe gives you a little bit. I would say one of the effects I've had is it gives me a little bit extra confidence knowing I'm actively taking care of my body going into these harder things.
Like you're using one more tool that's available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know if this is something that I'll take every day forever. I still am. I put it in my smoothie. I just chuck it in my smoothie. So it's, and I guess I should look if it's something that I add to my daily just life regimen, or if it's something I only do
when you're training,
when I'm training hard. Yeah. It's probably fine to take every day.
I'd probably just put it in every day.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I seem to be doing. Yeah.
You take amino acids every day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. Yeah. Collagen. I never would have fucking thought, cause I was a fucking hater. So, I mean, Stacy and I would be at the grocery store and we'd walk past collagen and I bet Stacy was like, oh God. Cause I'd just be like, can you believe this fucking shit? You know, like it would make me mad. Just as mad as when people sleep till 11 o'clock.
Wearing Gymshark.
Yeah.
We got to walk by the Gymshark section.
That's how he was like, how do you make Derek White lose his shit? Be like, tell him a story. It's like, so there was this girl who slept in Gymshark till 11 o'clock and she woke up to take collagen.
She was running a little late for the council meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to talk about one-legged lunges.
Yeah. Man. Yep. So anyways, never thought I would have seen the day, but collagen and
I used to rock climb a lot. Dude,
so that training is hard. Yeah.
It's hard.
That shit is hard as fuck.
And it's what's hard, especially like there's the lifting yourself and the muscle part of it that you eventually get better with. But training your wrist tendons to get stronger, to hold on to tiny little things.
Dude, your hand. I know.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
So like part of my like Ninja Warrior training stuff, just hanging from like.
I love that
door.
You can say that.
What's that?
Part of my Ninja Warrior training. I can't use that.
You want to
never trained.
So dude, you know what's funny is you want to know how I got into American Ninja Warrior? I'll tell you a little fucking funny story about communities and cults and annoying fucking people. dude. So I never fucking heard of this fucking thing before, but I joined a gym in Minnesota. It was called Allegiance Fitness. That was like that big gym that I trained at that had everything. So it had CrossFit. That's where I started CrossFit. It had bro shit. It had strongman in the back. And then it had like this Ninja Warrior.
This big old
monkey. Just like, so it was like they had big ass ropes. They had a salmon ladder.
Okay.
That's the bar that you go up the pegs. And they had the fucking the ramp.
Yep.
Whatever the shit.
Half pipe thing?
Pegboard and the vert wall.
The vert wall.
Whatever the fuck. So I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay. And then they had flyers like try out for American Ninja Warrior. I was like, what's American Ninja Warrior? And
I'm basically a ninja. Like,
no, I was just like,
bring it on.
I was like, all right, I'll do it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't, and I made an audition tape. And so like, dude. And so like the audition tapes.
Do you still have that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my God, dude. Okay. We'll watch it after this.
Okay.
So like the thing about the audition tapes for American Ninja Warriors, people are just, they're just showing how fucking great they are.
Right.
They're like, look it, I can jump from this to this, to this. I can swing from this. And so, I made an audition tape. It was just me and Jared Taylor. And I said, like, I just made some jokes. Like, I was like, I've been practicing farmer's carries to fucking increase my grip. And then I'm just walking away carrying two cases of beer. And then I was like, I've been like practicing meditation to get my mind right. And I'm just passed out in Jared Taylor's front yard with beer cans all around me. And my leg is over there. And, you know, Jared is trying to push me past my limits. So it's like I'm pretending to be like blackout drunk and he's making me take more shots. This is what we sent to fucking
to NBC or whoever it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So we made a total fucking mockery of it. But the smart thing about that is they see these, they fucking hate those audition tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just like, look at this fucking cunt. Look at this guy. Fucking cunt.
Oh, same thing.
You know? Yeah. And so that, like, you want to get some attention? That's how you get attention.
Be completely different.
Yeah. And so they, yeah, they called back and stuff. And so I started training for it. I wanted to do well, you know. And I get to the place, the course, and these people love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to talk to me about American Ninja Warrior seasons and who do I know, who do I like? And I told some people, I was like, oh, I've never even seen the show. I'd never seen the show. I just went to go do it, you know? And they looked at me like I was in church saying Jesus isn't real, you know? They're like, you haven't seen?
What?
Yeah, and so it's like I got a spot. I was there. I did the course. And so you can either like audition and get a spot or you can show up the day of the event. And just
it's like a walk on.
Yeah, a walk on. But that line, there's hundreds of people just hoping.
Yep.
And they're out there for like 24 hours. And so there's all these people who are just dying to be there.
It's like Walmart the night before Thanksgiving.
I joked my way on. I joked my way through the interview. I did the course in silkies and a PT belt. You know?
You had a PT belt?
Yeah, I wore my PT belt, dude. Fucking just like
safety first,
yeah,
man. Safety first.
Yeah. So that was, but it's funny how, that culture, they just loved it so much, you know, and they're kind of like, people are so clicky.
That's with anything, though.
Yeah.
I mean, CrossFit's kind of the same way. And
yeah, no, that's true.
People with certain diets are the same way, and some of them are obviously worse than others. Like,
yeah, that was that happened with Tough Mudder, too.
Yeah, Tough Mudder's another one.
Because, like, we did Tough Mudders those first years, like 2010, 2011. Like, 2010, I think there was 5,000 people on the whole weekend. You know, and then by 2014, I went back to Colorado, and there's people walking around with all their headbands and their gear, and they're like, how many you done this year, dog? And I'm like, go fuck yourself, man. Like, we're here to, like, have some, like, we're here to have some fun with friends and, like, drink beers, but, like, as far as judging ourselves on success and fulfillment, this ain't it.
We're playing a different game than you.
Yeah, this is like, you meet people like, oh, what do you do? Like, I'm an OCR racer. Like, okay.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah. Clicks. Clicky.
People like to connect with other people with mutual interests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then dislike people who don't.
Oh, yeah. That's where I draw the line when you start shitting on other people.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Wearing Gymshark.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, fuck Gymshark. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. You know what? And I feel bad. Because maybe the people who started Gymshark are cool people or something like that.
It's a young dude.
Really?
Yeah. He's in his 28 or something like that. Yeah.
And he's just like
motherfucking hustled. Like he came up.
Yeah. That's it's exactly that culture. The fucking. It's funny you say that word.
Hustle. Well, let me use a different word. He worked his ass off and took an idea and grew it into what it is today.
He was like, man, who should we market to? He was like, man, it's hard to sell things to good people because good people are so few. There's a fuck ton of cunts out there. How do we get these fucking cunts to buy our shit?
That's probably exactly how the conversation went.
Yeah. Oh, man. No hatred.
None.
No, it's just me. Yeah.
I just actually happened to watch a video about him maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because he just crossed some milestone where he's like $1 billion company or something. Like with a B.
I mean, they're doing great. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a dude in England.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Maybe I'll look into it, but I'm not. No.
I mean,
I won't know.
You might look into it, decide you like the story. Mm. You might start wearing them one day, Derek.
No. If I do something, I will like. If I wear Gymshark, it'll be a shark costume in the gym.
Love it.
That's a skit 2015 Derek would have done. You know? Yeah. Can you hear my kids screaming?
I can't. They're freaking the fuck out.
They're going through that phase, man, where if like a parent isn't around.
That's right.
Is that normal or are we bad parents?
No, that's normal.
Oh, great. How long does it last?
For a while, dude.
Fuck.
Like it gets a little bit better in their threes, but it morphs into this different thing. So I have 2 3-year-olds right now.
Right. Yeah. For two weeks.
For three weeks.
Kids 2, 3, 3, 5.
Right now they're 3, 3, 5, and 6.
Oh, okay.
And then the 3 year old turned 4, but.
And then you're going to have 3, 4, 5, 6 for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I look forward to it all year when they're consecutive.
Yeah.
Cause then I don't have to like stop and think and do math of how fucking old my kids are.
Yeah.
I just say 3, 4, 5, 6.
3, 4, 5, 6. I got 2 screaming 20 month old twins. They fucking get after it, dude. Anyways, I had stuff to talk about.
You got one that you left out, and then we can call it. You need a slapper for the day.
Oh shit, yeah, fuck. And I had that thing fired up, but we got. All right, I went down an old road. The slapper for today is a song called "Paralyzed" by As I Lay Dying. Not exactly like a secret band. As I Lay Dying has been huge for a long time.
Right.
I started listening to them when I was in the Army, and it was that what album was it? An Ocean Between Us. So that came out 2007. There was an album before that, actually, that I... Yeah, so they got Shadows Are Security 2005. So they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And I love a lot of their music. 2 days ago, I went through, in one of my workouts, I went through the whole album, The Powerless Rise.
Yep.
I really love that fucking album. But seriously, I think their nastiest song... There's a song called Paralyzed. So that's the slapper. I mean, that shit just fucking comes out of the gate swinging. And it's like, it's a secret. It's one of those songs I don't break out often because I want to save it for when I really fucking need it or really want it. You know? So Paralyzed by As I Lay Dying is today's slapper.
Good stuff.
I actually enjoyed just shooting the shit
just
for a while.
Just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, I guess. Yep. So this is episode 32.
Yep.
Episode 33.
Gonna be it.
It's gonna be a goodbye. Yeah. It's gonna be a goodbye for you. So it's
goodbye for me.
Episode 33 is gonna be our last episode.
Yep.
I'm
moving.
Yep. We'll talk about that. I will be coming back, but I'm gonna take like a 3 to 4 month break while we do our move.
Yep.
You're moving to Texas. I'm moving to Missouri.
Yep.
We're parting ways. It'll be your last show.
Yep.
I'm going to take like a 3 to 4 month break, and then Savage Saturdays will be back.
Nice.
But next week's episode 33. It's going to be the end of a half year era.
Nice little run.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. We didn't miss a fucking.
No.
We didn't. We didn't miss a fucking.
We did it like show. We had jobs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we won't say anything about that now. We can talk about that next week. So that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. We love you.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.